This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, you must be enjoying the feeling of being a winner. A winner. Woo! I do, but I've disciplined that because I've been a winner my entire life. That doesn't mean I haven't lost, and I'm not bragging like, I do nothing but win, baby. No, I've lost a lot. A lot. I can give you a clinic on losing, because that's what it takes to be a winner. You have to recognize losing in order to be a winner. And I don't mean like Bernie Sanders, where he said, we have a moral victory because we lost. We've lost twice. We've gotten our butts kicked by the establishment. But guess what? I've got $18+ million this time around, so I'm a winner. I'm going to go buy myself another camp. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. No, you and I, we know how to win. Many of us were winners ever before Donald Trump ever hit the scene. We were winners. But when we backed him, he gave us even more reason to feel better about understanding the art of winning. Because there is an art to winning. There's a reason why you take a dude, who played. He's beyond his useful years in a sport, but he's been on winning teams, and you bring him to your organization and you pay him big money to keep him in the game. You want to know why? He talks to those youngsters, and he knows how to put a winner's mentality into them. I talk about it all the time. Talk about the students I trained in martial arts that taught me how to be a winner. I had a student. He's one of my best friends. And I remember I was training him, and he kept telling me he was losing in these tournaments. And I was like, how is it possible that you could be losing when you're getting one-on-one training with one of the best martial artists in the state? And then I called his girlfriend. She says, no, he's getting second place. I went, what? He's been to 5 tournaments. I've been working with him for, whatever number of weeks. And he's getting second place. He's bringing home a trophy. And I talked to him. I'm like, dude, I talked to you. You told me you were losing. He goes, I said, your girlfriend told me you got second place and third place and forms and fighting in these tournaments. And he goes, yeah, I lost. And I was like, what? And he said, yeah, I lost, Mr. Jackson. And I went, oh, and talk about a revelation for me. I got a student that says, I don't care about a second place or a third place trophy. If I don't go to the tournament to win it, then I don't need to go. And I went, oh, revelation for Kevin Jackson. And I'm glad I had that revelation, because at that point, that was the way I trained. I'm training you to win. I'm not training you for second place. I'm not training you for third place. I'm not training you for that trophy. That's the loser's trophy. That's the first and second loser trophy. I'm training you for the people to go, this is the champ. And I changed my entire life in terms of martial arts over that one conversation with a guy I was training. Young belt, who ended up being a very good martial artist. And it taught me about a mentality of a winner. And so I added that to my repertoire. Donald Trump, stimulus checks, his name on it. What's the big deal? He demanded you put his name on that check. Joy Reid, I talked about this in the first hour. Joy Reid goes, oh, well, that's not his money. It's just your money guy. You know what it did? It did exactly what it was supposed to accomplish. I want you to think about how a winner thinks. He goes, put my name on that check. Don't put the name of the department that runs it. Put the president's name on it. You know why? Because the left is going to hate it. But people are going to see it. And they're going to talk, that's not his money. They're going to do our job of spreading the word. But that's not your money. That's not the government's money. That's your money. You're getting it back. And you know why I'm giving it back to you? Because these putzes, these leftists, have created a scandal. They created a fake pandemic. And they want you to suffer. So I'm going to use your money to give it back to you to bail you out. Now, the leftists want to take that further. Oh, we need to give every individual $2,000 more, because they want to make it sound like we're doing more for you. If Trump is smart, if he's as smart as I think he is, he won't fall for it. He'll say, nope, we've done enough. People are back to work. Let's just get things back to moving. That's what it is. How do you take a winner's mentality and turn things on the left? That's what this man does better than anybody. Better than anybody. I'll even concede I haven't agreed with a lot of the things that Trump does, you know, in terms of strategy. But in the end, it works out. It's strange how it works out. And congratulations to him, because you know what I like about that? It means this is a guy that isn't thinking the norm. I mean, I pride myself on being a hell of a thinker. That's what I got paid to do in a previous life. Go out and outthink the competition, outthink it on behalf of my clients, help them build better companies. And I think I was masterful at it. I don't think it. I know it. Help these guys, you know, revolutionize the way they do business. And here's a guy that comes along. He says, I got some crazy ideas, Kevin, that maybe you haven't thought about. And I go, congratulations. I tell my staff all the time, I don't want my ideas. Are they good? Yes, they are. But you know what makes them better? When you hear something and you go, I'll come over the top of that. I think I've got a better way. Do you mind if I try? Are you kidding? Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Get it done. Impress me. And that's what Donald Trump does. He is holding no, put my name on the check. And what did the left do? It's not his money. It's your money. Wait, whoa, hold on a minute there. I didn't mean to say that. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did, Joy Reid. You meant to remind people it is their money. Yeah, I predicted, I didn't predict that, by the way, but I predicted these things that are going, because some of these things are playbook leftism, like this fake death toll in New York. Why would you add to the death of the Chinese Wuhan and cause people to have more fear about this stupid virus that's no worse than the common flu? When you have an agenda, that's why you do it. And I want you to understand this about that little move, and then we're going to move on. The fact that Democrats are so confident in their positions, they know they're going to get elected, they are willing to panic the public all to get the president, all to crater the economy, to implement this new insurance policy that they need to get rid of him, because they couldn't get rid of him with the other insurance policies. And all I can tell you folks is, be happy they're doing this stuff. Be happy they're going after him. Because when the truth comes out about them and everything that they've done, and it will get out, they're going to be in deep trouble. Be happy they're doing this. Because if there's one guy that understands it, it's Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, it had to happen. Elizabeth Warren finally decided she was going to endorse Joe Biden. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Yep. Elizabeth Warren has finally bitten the bullet. She's gone after Biden. She got rid of Bernie, by the way. Nailed Bernie to the wall over, was it Medicare for All and things like that. And so then, I mean, quite frankly, she and Bernie are more in lockstep than anybody. But now she's come out. Finally, I think she may be the last holdout. I figured Tulsi Gabbard would be the last one. As soon as Tulsi was done, she immediately endorsed Biden. There have been payoffs. Here's what you should research. You should research how much money that each campaign have left at the time that they bailed out and endorsed Biden. And then I would look at what they were promised. People like Cory Booker. Booker got Joe Biden. He was calling Biden a racist, and then suddenly he's out and he's endorsing Biden. It's pretty interesting to me. But yeah, look at how much money they all had left in their campaigns. And I would even go as far as to say I'd like to know what they were promised if Biden said, well, when I become president, you're going to get this, that, or the other. Because you know all that deal. Think about it. What was the gay dude? The booty judge left. There were like three or four of them that left almost simultaneously. Klobuchar, Buttigieg, and a bunch of others. And then they, en masse, endorsed Joe Biden. How can you spin that quickly and be a fan? You can go from foe to friend literally in a day. And that video, that audio they had of Buttigieg called the wrong dude and said, Mr. Vice President, I'm about to make an important announcement tomorrow, and I'd like to talk to you. He was already setting the stage for what he wanted. Oh, ugly business politics. Ugly. Not as ugly as the women that are on that side of the aisle. Yeah, you can't get any uglier than that. If there was a scale of ugly, that's as ugly as it gets. Oh, Kevin, there's some pretty women over there. No, they may have pretty exoskeletons, you know, the outside, but they're not. That is the epitome of ugly when you look at the heart of a leftist woman. Look at a Hillary Clinton's heart. Look at a Kamala Harris's heart and tell me there's any beauty in there whatsoever. It is a dark void of ugly. Oh, yeah. Not that ugly needs to be racial and made dark, but you know what I'm saying. Don't try to pull the race card on me. I'm a brother. So, Warren finally endorses Biden. See, and then I love this in this article in the New York Post. She says, if asked, would she be a vice presidential running mate, a presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden? Warren revealed her decision in an interview with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. If he asked you to be his running mate, would you say yes? Asked Maddow. Yes, Warren directly replied. Yep. Ended her presidential bid last month and endorsed Biden for president midweek this week. Calling him committed to public service, Warren said Biden has faced unspeakable tragedy with fortitude and grace. Yeah. Yeah, Biden thinks he's going to ride on the death of Bo, the guy who had the brain tumor, that he's going to ride on the death of Bo, and that's going to win him the election. Good luck with that, Joe Biden. It's not going to happen. Because you know why? Two reasons. Hunter and Joe. Those are the two reasons. The main reason is Joe. But it doesn't help that Hunter is truly the brain dead of the Bidens. I know Bo died from brain damage, but Hunter is the epitome of it, as is his daddy. Oh, boy. These experiences animate the empathy he extends to Americans who are struggling. No matter what their story, empathy matters. And she said this. And in this moment of crisis, it's more important than ever that the next president restores Americans' faith in good, effective government. Really? Oh, so the swamp that Donald Trump has dismantled, Joe Biden wasn't a part of it? Joe Biden is one of the biggest swamp rats, and he's a stupid one. He's stupid. Joe Biden is a swamp rat that tells you publicly, I extorted Ukraine so my son could make a bunch of money, so he could stop sucking off of me and Jill. That's essentially what Biden is telling you. And then they find out he's still involved with China, and there's a video circuit, a clip from the campaign, President Trump. It ties Biden to China.
Ready to go?
This is a crisis.
This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysterical xenophobia.
Biden's son inked a billion-dollar deal with a subsidiary of the Bank of China.
China is going to eat our lunch.
Come on, man. They're not bad folks, folks.
Since the outbreak, the Communist Party has been mobilizing overseas organizations to buy local supplies and send them to China.
It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
What a beautiful history we wrote together.
Banning all travel will not stop it.
The president is right. The travel restriction on China, as every public health official we've talked to said, off the country time.
That was a very smart move right there.
Xenophobia.
Xenophobia.
I complimented him on dealing with China.
I'm not going nuts.
Obviously, it's a much better visual, but you get the point. Biden the whole time, China, 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 I love China, give me some China. Hey, is that Chinese food? I'll take some. And then he finally has to admit Donald Trump did the right thing on China. He's doing the right thing on China. What do you think? I always go back to when Donald Trump brought up China and the trade policies in 2015, 2016, whenever he decided he was going to run, I remember thinking, why is he talking about this? It's not that big of a deal. Boy, was I wrong. Donald Trump revamped the whole system. He's got people now looking at China going, what, are they intentionally trying to destroy our economy with Chinese Wuhan? What's going on? Why did they give us fake news about the human-to-human, you know, passage of this pathogen? Why did they give us that? Why did the WHO, why did they support this? And so he starts addressing it. We're not going to do trade with China the way you did trade with China. Donald Trump's trade policies with China will go down in history as one of the best possible deals for America that could have been done. I'm not a homer. I'm telling you, that is the truth. One thing you learn about this program is if I disagree with Trump, I'll tell you. I have no problem. If I disagree with Trump, I'll tell him. Still, we are waiting to get our meeting. And I'll have a meeting with the president. As soon as the travel restrictions are up, don't be surprised that within 60 to 90 days, I'm reporting to you that we had a meeting. We had a sit-down meeting with the president. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's busy with the campaign, but we got things on our mind, too. Anyway, when we get back, I want to talk about Fredo Cuomo and also some other stuff that's been coming up. The CDC, there's a lot of stuff people don't know about the CDC. Shocking. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Still no agreement on funding for the popular small business loan program, and according to Senate Minority Leader from New York, Democrat Chuck Schumer, there's some big problems with the Paycheck Protection Program.
Though there are a lot of problems with the program, smaller businesses don't seem to be able to get it. You know, if you're a business with 400 people and a good connection with a banker, you're going to get it. If you're a restaurant, you're having real trouble. If you're a minority business, inner city, rural, they're all having trouble.
Schumer speaking there on MSNBC, he did not name any small businesses that were denied loans because they were either small businesses in rural areas or had minority business owners. Protesters are gathering in several states over the weekend to voice their opposition to stay-at-home orders that were issued to slow the spread of coronavirus. The protesters believe governors have overreached their authority, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you guys hear that Fredo had a breakdown of sorts? So Cuomo the Younger. Chris Cuomo, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. In a radio interview on SiriusXM's Let's Get After It, Mr. Cuomo said he was no longer happy with his work. Yeah, here's what he said. I don't like what I do professionally. I've decided I don't value indulging irrationality, hyperpartisanship. I don't think it's worth my time anymore. Now, Chris Cuomo, Fredo, has suffered from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, and he's hunkered down in the Catskills or somewhere in New York. He's in the Hamptons. I think he's in the Hamptons. He's got a really big home in the Hamptons. And he's broadcasting from his basement. And every day he looks fine, right? He's got the coronavirus and he looks fine. But anyway, he's doing a radio interview. He feels up to it, so he's doing a radio interview. And he says, I just don't like this irrationality, this hyperpartisanship. The very thing that he practices every day. Let me tell you what happened to Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo is recognizing leftism. It's hit him square in the face. And he's going, you know, I'm sequestered in my home. I feel fine. Oh, he goes on to talk about how this the Chinese Wuhan virus is messing with his head. But he says this after the fact, after he walked back these very comments that I'm talking to you about right now. Yeah, because see, Chris Cuomo had a come to Jesus meeting with himself. And he's saying, you know what? It makes no sense what I say and do every day at CNN. It doesn't make any sense. Let me tell you something. You are not going to have that type of catharsis. If you have a catharsis or an epiphany about your job, it'll be, you know what? I don't like my job because it turns out I have more personality than I thought, and I don't want to be an accountant. You won't like your job because you go, I philosophically disagree with accounting. I philosophically disagree with engineering. You might just decide, you know what? I don't want to do it anymore. Your epiphanies, your catharsis come because you say, I need to spend more time with my family and friends and kids and things like this. You will stop and figure life out. I'm talking about you conservatives. We conservatives. This is what you do. You aren't going to go, ethically, I don't like ripping people off in my job. See, that's what leftists have to come to conclusions like this. They finally reach a point where they go, That's my grandmother's savings that I ripped off in this scheme that I used to get rich. People like Bill Gates, people like Soros, then they go, you know what, in order to make up for all this crap I've done all my life, I'm going to give away money at the end of it or whatever else. Or I'm going to, in Bill Gates' case, he's going to save the world through vaccination. But they're crooked. And they come to these final things about themselves. And that's essentially what's happening to Chris Cuomo. He isn't having the type of revelations that you have. Not at all. He's looking back at his life. He's looking at all the things he said and he's done. He's looking at even things right now. Donald Trump. Donald Trump could not do any better. He could. I'm telling you, I'm looking at this situation politically. He could do better. He could say, I'm going to fight this or do that. There's some levers I would pull if I were on his team, trying to figure out how to best fight this from a political perspective, the risk factor. But in terms of how he's handled it in stopping instituting the travel ban and working with the governors to say, let's really find out where these ventilators and masks are, and let's make sure that there's proper planning for the number of people that could make a run on the hospitals. Let's implement the amount of testing that keeps us, keeps us safe, and the whole deal. Could he do better in the sense that, I'm going to tell you right now, I think what they're doing is exactly what I'm about to tell you. They're looking at the epicenters of this, and they're saying, look, we're not going to close down Tennessee when they got four cases or whatever the number. We're going to keep New York, New Jersey, and whatever. I think there's one other state, Louisiana, maybe Michigan. You guys can go a little longer. The rest of the country's opening up. You're going to open up. They're looking at clusters. They're looking at, proper support. How do we make sure there are masks and ventilators around the country? Let's make sure that the people manufacturing hand sanitizer, whatever, if that's a big deal to you, toilet paper, well, that'll be available. But the rest of the country's opening up. We're not going to keep it closed. For the record, there are people who want to see this country stay closed. But anyway, back to Cuomo. So he says he's struggling with the virus and that a chance encounter. This is what he said. He had a chance encounter with a loser biker on Easter Sunday made him reassess what he values. I don't want to spend my time doing things that I don't think are valuable enough to me personally. He says, I don't value indulging irrationality and hyperpartisanship. He went on to tell the story about the encounter with this, quote, and I'm using the same language they said, jackass, loser, fat tire biker, who he claims got in his face to talk bullcrap to me. See, and then he says he complained that he had to hold back his emotions because he's a public figure. He doesn't want to have to suppress the way he feels about things any longer. Let me just translate that for you. Cuomo wants to be Cuomo. He wants to be real to himself. Like me saying, you know what, these chicks accusing Kavanaugh lying skanks. Is that being proven out? Let me tell you who's not a lying skank, Tara Reid. She's legit. Here's a little factoid for you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's always Democrats who accuse Democrats of sexual misconduct. It's always Democrat women, not a Republican woman. It is always the people who ruined Matt Lauer, Moons of CBS, all of them. They are Democrats. The people who accuse Kavanaugh, Democrats. Conservative women aren't walking around going, oh my God, they did. If something like that happens, they handle it. Democrat women are the ones who are always doing the accusation. That should make you think for just a second. One of my guys brought that up to me. Anyway, he says he doesn't want to hold back. He says, that matters to me. Me being able to tell you, you shut your mouth or I will do to you. I will do you the way you guys get to do to each other. I want that back. I want to be able to tell you to go to hell to shut your mouth. I don't want to hear it. Oh, he can say that. He can say that right now. You know what the problem with Cuomo is? He doesn't have the guts. He doesn't have the guts to say it. He can say it now. Anyway, he says, they write this article, he was the subject of a minor media spectacle last year after a profanity-laced response to someone who called him Fredo was recorded which he alluded to on the radio show. He said that the freedom to express himself as he pleases matters to me more than making millions of dollars a year. And it would be nice to tell someone, I don't respect what you're saying. I don't respect your presence in my existence, and you're going to leave or I'm going to make you leave. Yeah, Mr. Cuomo wants to be Mr. Tough Guy now, huh? Said he feels like he's perceived as successful in a system that he doesn't value, that he no longer sees the point in, quote, talking to Democrats about things that I don't really believe they mean, and talking to Republicans about them parroting things they feel they have to say. Cuomo says he doesn't feel he's made a difference, called President Trump full of crap. He used a different word by design. He predicted that he would make a change in his life soon. So he says this, so I'm going to make changes. Why? Because I've got to be happy. Why? Because life is short. Life is short. And I'm pretty far down the road. I'm going to be 50. I'll never be Sean Hannity. I'll never have the mass following that echoes a political set of ideas and principles that I'll agree with. Similarly, Rachel Maddow. This guy is revealing so much in this, it's ridiculous. I mean, the shrink, this should look at this guy and say, let's get into session here. He's upset. He doesn't have the numbers. He feels like it's all worthless. It's useless. I don't know what else to do. Let me tell you, Chris Cuomo, here's what you could do. By the way, He gave himself the clue. I don't know if you guys caught it. Did you catch it? Chris Cuomo's telling you, I'm a fake. I get up there, I do stuff, I say stuff. I don't mean it. He's mad that he's telling you none of them mean it. He doesn't mean it. He's a fraud. Every time he gets in front of that camera and he talks about these different policies, he's a fraud. And he's doing it because he's going, this will get me my ratings. This is what people seem to want. And he can't get it. And he's jealous of Maddow, but mostly Hannity. He threw Maddow in there just because he had to throw a lefty. He couldn't leave that hanging on just Hannity. Oh, no, no way. So he's telling you, I want to be Hannity. But, and I don't know, I'm not making a ploy for Sean. But what Fredo is saying is, I can't be real. But that's the way he would get to be Hannity, is if he were real. That's his problem. A guy, put this on Twitter. I listened to Cuomo's meltdown. I don't see how that description is accurate. Lots of people have existential crises after events that cause serious reflection on the value of one's own actions. Sounds to me like he realizes anew the importance of authenticity and truth. That guy nailed it. That guy got it. That's exactly what Cuomo's missing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunnybay.com.
sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
President's reopening the country, a country that never should have been closed in the first place. I'm not faulting him. I understand the politics of what was involved. He has to play the game, and he played chess while they were playing checkers. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Meanwhile, while we wait on the country to be reopened, or weopened if you decide that you're little and you want it to be weopened, there are mandatory masks being required in some states, mostly by leftist governors, mostly in states where they have these so-called huge clusters, if you will, of Chinese Wuhan outbreaks. It's a joke, but yet again, the government is forcing you to go buy a product that they claim is going to make you safer. Now, you can bet there is a lefty who is invested in the mask manufacturers and is going to make a lot of money on this mandatory thing. What about revoking your freedom of assembly, particularly to go to church? Oh, you can assemble where they allow you to assemble, but you can't assemble where you want to assemble. What about determining what you can and cannot buy? Like Michigan governor, you can't buy seeds. You can't buy an American flag. That's considered non-essential as well. What about just being patriotic and saying, I support what we're doing as a nation? Who would ban buying a flag? If you're in there and they already sell it, what's the big deal? Who would ban having you buy whatever you decide to buy, if it's available? Isn't that what this country is about? And speaking of essential versus non-essential, where do you fit? Where does your job fit? See, where I stand, all jobs are essential. If somebody wants your product or service, it's essential. Oh, Kevin, there are luxuries. Well, some people, for them, luxury is essential. Ask the ladies that can't get their hair done, their nails done, their feet done, or whatever else they get done. Ask them if their Vietnamese-owned little manicure place isn't essential. I mean, who's to make that determination? If there's a business out there and they have a way to serve me that doesn't, you know, which, by the way, I think it's a joke. All businesses are serving you products where, you know, you should be able to feel like you're not going to get something. You go to the grocery store now, you know what they do with the baskets? They get them in there and they got a guy squirting them. He's got a mask on and he's cleaning the baskets as you hand them in so you can feel safer. Before that, they offered little towelettes that you'd walk in. I would grab one each time, and I'd wipe the hands off. Not because I think the other person who had the basket before me was a grub, but just because, hey, if you're going to make it available, sure, I'll wipe it off. And that way, you know, it's at least clean for me, and then somebody else, they wipe it off, great. But I don't go around. I'm not like Pete Hegseth, who never washes his hands. I wash my hands multiple times a day. Anyway, what's essential versus non-essential? I want to segue. That's not what I want to talk about this segment. I want to talk about these Pulitzer Prizes that were won by the New York Times and what's about to come out about John Brennan and others. And I'm just wondering if the New York Times is going to give back the Pulitzer Prizes. Here's what this is an article. Let's not forget, the Washington Post and New York Times won the 2018 Pulitzer Prize for their national reporting of President Trump, his alleged collusion with Russia. They were awarded $15,000 in a joint prize. The award-winning journalists include Maggie Haberman, Joe Becker, Matt Apuzzo, Mark Mazzetti from The Times, and Rosalind Helderman, Tom Hamburger, Ellen Nakashimi, Adam Intus, and Greg Miller from WAPO. They received the award for, quote, deeply sourced, relentlessly reported coverage in the public interest that dramatically furthered the nation's understanding of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and its connections to the Trump campaign, the president-elect's transition team, and his eventual administration. The New York Times entry submitted in this category was moved into contention by the board and then jointly awarded the prize. Now, if you believe that they deeply sourced any information leading up to getting these Pulitzers and validating anything at all based on their reporting, you should be hit. You should be slapped. I'm sorry, but you should be beaten, because it is so incredible that they would even write, that they would give them an award for nonsense. And here's why I bring it up. It's only going to get worse. You're going to figure out journalists in America are not journalists. You've already figured it out. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But I want you to know this. They will not give back those awards, even when they're outed, when it is confirmed that they are liars, that nothing they did mimicked journalism in any way. It was a hatchet job on the president-elect and ultimately the president. And they did indeed do relentless reporting on the president. They towed the party line, the Democrat party line, and they won Pulitzer Prizes, something that is supposed to be the most coveted thing in journalism, something where you have found the lie and you reported it. You are the whistleblower. They call it, what, the fourth estate or something, fifth? I don't know what which one of them, the fifth estate. That journalism is supposed to be the thing that you can count on. They're going to tell you the truth. This show should get a Pulitzer. Yeah, if it was written. My website should get a Pulitzer. I told you guys, I had a guy contact me and say, you don't source your news story. We source a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to make a comment and go, I learned this at the Washington Times on May 13th of 2018. I'm not doing that. I don't have the time. But I know this. I know when I read it, and I know what my brain retains, because if it's something that, you know, I'm thinking about and I go, ooh, that was an interesting article or an interesting headline, and you can easily find it. But this guy wants, you're putting yourself out as news. I won't belabor it by telling you that, you know, what I said, but we're not news. We're opinion of the news. And we should get a Pulitzer. My post on theblacksphere.net is amazing insights about our perception of the news. What's going on? Who said this? How, you know, we often compare Obama to Trump and this, that, and the other, and it should win a Pulitzer. It is well sourced out of my brain. And there's nothing that I say. I don't make stuff up like, I saw an article about this. I saw the article. I saw the headline. Go find it. And you know, the only thing you have to worry about when you say things like that, them scrubbing. Them scrubbing. Let me give you an example of scrubbing. Joe Biden's chief of staff scrubbed her Twitter feed about Judge Kavanaugh. I bet you're not aware of that. Yeah. When Joe Biden, who's been accused by Tara Reid of sexual assault, his chief of staff or the person running his campaign, a high person in his organization, went back and took off everything she said about Kavanaugh. You want to know why? Because it all would apply to Joe Biden. You should believe her. All the other stuff. That's the only thing you have to worry about when you're in my job, because I'm going to tell you something. We don't scrub anything. If you find a mistake that I made, if it was a typo, I'll explain it. If it's wrong, I'll say, oh, that was wrong. I got the wrong information and I gave the correct opinion on the wrong information. That's what you'll hear come out of my mouth. New York Times doesn't do that. They were proud of their award, their Pulitzer. They bragged about it on their own website. Here's what they wrote. The staff of the Times was recognized with the National Reporting Award for changing the nation's understanding of Russian interference in the 2016 election, investigating whether there was collusion between the President Trump's campaign and Russia, and whether Mr. Trump had tried to obstruct the investigation. The Times shared the award with the Washington Post. When the Times approached the White House in July of 2017 with knowledge of a secret meeting during the 2016 campaign between the Russians and top advisors to Donald J. Trump, the administration put out a false statement saying the meeting was set up to discuss Russian adoptions. But continued digging showed Moscow had offered compromising information on Hillary Clinton and that the Trump campaign was eagerly interested in the information. Special Counsel Robert Mueller III learned of the meeting's true purpose from the Times, prompting him to investigate further. They're actually telling America, we got this investigation moved along on BS. And they're bragging about their award and how their BS award led to a BS investigation that we all know about. They did this. Over the coming days, more details will emerge, including the text of crucial email. Russian dirt on Clinton. I love it, Trump Jr. said. Elsewhere, the Times brought context to Mr. Trump's dealings with the FBI and the former former Director Comey. And they went on to, you know, congratulate themselves on the most bogus report ever. And then the very same people want you to believe what they tell you about coronavirus. These are the people that are essentially helping governors effectively take away your rights over nonsense. yet again, folks, another hoax. And these people don't even care. Oh boy, I'm out of time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.